Bavakama chapter 9, Mishnah 1. Hagozel Eitzim Va'as and Kalim. So someone robs wood from someone else. And just he points out here again the difference between a robber and a thief in the introduction, that a robber like takes it away from someone, you know, forces someone, puts a gun to their head or whatever, and a thief is someone who comes in the night and he takes it away quietly.
Without violence,
yeah. Yeah, which is the same as in kind of normal law today. I mean, that's the terminology that they use. So a robber robs wood and then he makes it into a utensil. He takes the wood and he makes it into something nice, a table or a chair, or tsemev asa begadim, or he takes wool, he robs wool and then he makes it into garments. Meshalem kesheis hagazela. So what he has to repay, he's not obligated to return the utensil because he's now, once he's changed it, he's like actually acquired the utensil because he's like made it into something. But what he does have to pay back is the raw material, the wood or the wool or whatever he's stolen. So he has to pay back for what he's stolen, but he doesn't have to give back the utensil that he's now improved. He's actually acquired the utensil. Gazel paramu beres v'yalda, if he robs a pregnant cow, and the cow gives birth, Rachel to una ugzaza, or he robs a ewe loaded. In other words, it's like got all its wool on it, right? It's got all the wool on it. Mishalem to my para haomedis leilaid, to my Rachel haomedis the gazes. So then what he pays is the value of the cow, right? So afterwards, after he stole it, the cow gives birth. After he steals this ewe, it's shit. So what does he pay? He pays back the value of the cow, because that's like remains unchanged. And then for the calf, he pays the value of what a calf is worth before it's born, and what it's worth after it's born, he keeps. Like that improvement, that slight improvement of before being born to after being born, he would keep that. There would be a slight amount over there. Gazel para venisabra eitzlo v'yalda. If he steals the cow and then it becomes pregnant while it's in his care, so it wasn't pregnant when he stole it, or rachel v'nit'ana eitzlo egzazo, or he steals a ewe and it becomes loaded in his possession. It like grows its wool in his possession. So mashalm k'sheis hagzala. So then he pays only what he stole. He doesn't pay at all there for the calf or for the wool. Zeaklal, this is the principle. Kol hagazlanim mashalmin k'sheis hagzala. All robbers pay as at the time of robbery. The assessment of what they owe is done as at the time of robbery.